Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting second. The third baseman, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Preston Ward. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Billy Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Lemon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Lemon. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mike Baxas. Batting second. The right fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting third. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Serve. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Woody Held. Batting seventh. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ned Garber. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Ned Garber. And now, play ball. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. GT settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Baxas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Minoso throws the ball into Moran, who tags Baxas, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tuttle moves to second. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. Two outs. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards third. Geiger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a line drive into right field. Maris picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Maris. Held moves to third. GT moves to second. Chuck Chern now pitching. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baxes hits a pop-up towards third. Geiger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran strikes out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Chuck Chern. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Cal McLish now pitching. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Geiger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 0-for-1 in the game. Serve hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Athletics. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Held. The throw from McLish to Moran and they have Held trapped. The throw over to Ward, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-1 in the game. Maris hits a pop-up towards the mound. Garver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Minoso moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Power scoops it up and throws to first, with Garver covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chee-Ti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chee-Ti is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chee-Ti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Geiger juggles the ball. That's an error on Geiger. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hunter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chee-Ti moves to third. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0-for-1 in the game. Garver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields the ball and throws to second. Carrasquel drops the ball. That's an out and an error on Carrasquel. Chee-Ti scores. Garver moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baxes hits a fly ball into right field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tuttle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garver scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-0, Athletics. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lopez hits a pop-up towards third. Geiger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-1 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito pinch hits for Cal McLish. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Moran moves to second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito now playing first base. Preston Ward now playing third base. Gary Geiger now playing center field. Dick Tomanek now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-2 in the game. Power hits a pop-up towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Serve hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Colavito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-2 in the game. Geiger takes first base on ball 4. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dick Tomanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tomanek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chitty strikes out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hunter hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver is 0 for 2 in the game. Garver hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0 for 2 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Nixon moves to second. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a fly ball into left field. Serve settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 3 in the game. Maris takes first base on ball 4. Bud Daly now pitching. Bobby Avila pinch hits for Gary Geiger. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Minnie Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Minoso hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maris moves to second. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris scores. Minoso moves to third. It's 6-4, Athletics. Dick Brown pinch hits for Dick Tomanek. Tom Gorman now pitching. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Dick Brown. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Narlski now pitching. Mickey Vernon now playing first base. Rocky Colavito now playing right field. Roger Maris now playing center field. Mike Baxas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baxas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Baxas reaches second base with a double. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tuttle hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Moran reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lopez takes first base on ball 4. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-3 in the game. Power hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baxes moves to third. Two outs. Bob Serve is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Serve is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Serve hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-4, Athletics. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Maris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-6, Athletics. Billy Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0-for-3 in the game. Moran hits a pop-up towards the mound. Gorman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Colavito hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a fly ball into right field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chiti takes first base on ball 4. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chiti moves to second. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hunter hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Moran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Baxes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baxes is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Baxes hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Ray Narlski. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a fly ball into center field. Held settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Minoso hits a pop-up towards third. Lopez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Preston Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 6. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.